Joey, hand me some of those chestnuts.
Here you go. They're not hot anymore, though.
You should see us now. We look like, as you know, we're the three hoes in Santa right now, pretty much. Joey Volani, who I have the pleasure of introducing, wearing a Santa hat today. Are you Santa? I kind of thought always that you were Santa.
You know, I'm going to tell everyone, they make me wear these things here. They made me wear a turkey suit in Thanksgiving, okay, just so everyone knows. So, yes, I'm Santa. Hey, you know, that topic last week, brought up a lot of interesting things because I have an Yvette Ray that actually emailed me, and wanted to know. They're starting to make, and it's more of a, I don't know, I shouldn't say fashion statement, like a fad, that they're trying to put shampoos in like bar soap form, and she wanted to know how would that be for a pet.
What would be the advantage to that?
The advantage would be it's just easier, more convenient that just to grab a bar of soap while you got your dog, and as you're massaging it through, you have it in your hand. So you got lather on demand.
Gotcha.
The problem is this. In bar soaps, this is the best example I can use. If you don't clean your shower for a little while, and you know how you get that soap buildup?
Yeah.
That is from what is in the bar soap, okay? It's not the soap itself.
Like scum.
If you use the body wash, you'll have no soap scum. And the reason why is it's what holds the soap together is actually what causes that. So think about this. Now you're using it in your pet's coat. You cannot rinse it clean, okay? There's a reason why we don't use bar soap in our hair, because otherwise we would just use it in our hair as well. It's because it leaves tremendous residue. So what this is going to do is it's going to build up, it's going to dull the coat majorly after a while, and it's going to cause knotting and tangling a little bit more extensively than just a regular shampoo would, because that's going to build in there. And like you've heard me say this a million times, but you have stuff that sticks, hair sticks to hair, and it twists and it sticks again, and it twists and it sticks again, and then all of a sudden you look like a Rastafarian because you got dreadlocks, and that's what's going to happen. I know it's a great concept, it's a great idea, but they do not make a bar soap for pets that I know of yet, and I basically think I know them all.
You do.
That does not leave a residue, okay? It's not like you're not zestfully clean, let's put it that way. Your pet's going to come out with knots and tangles. Stay away from it. If you're going to just use a good quality shampoo like we spoke about on the show last week, and go with that, stay away from the bar soaps, and you'll be much happier. Your pet will be much happier, because they also cause itching because of what's left behind on dogs that have sensitive skin. Mm-hmm. So stay away. I tried it. You know what the funny part was?
What?
Is we actually even wanted to, when I was coming out with pet products, that was one of the things that I looked into. And that's how, when I, after doing the research, that's what we found out.
That sounds like a clever idea, but I can see where the scum can become a problem.
It's a great selling concept.
Okay, good advice from Joey Volani, the dog father on Animal Radio.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But what do you know about that most famous reindeer of all? For some, the television appearance of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer marks the true beginning of the holiday season. Written in 1964 as a Christmas promotion for the Montgomery Ward department stores, the story of Rudolph and his flying reindeer friends is the longest-running special on television. But do you know that behind this beloved stop-motion animated TV show is a true story of flying reindeer? It makes perfect sense that reindeer would be Santa's animal of choice. Reindeer live exclusively in the north. Their thick coats and wide feet are perfect for the sub-zero cold of Scandinavia, Russian Europe, and Asia, where 5,000 years ago, reindeer were the first large animals to be domesticated. In Greenland, Iceland, Canada, and Alaska, reindeer are wild and more popularly known as caribou. Reindeer became extinct in Scotland in the 10th century, but somewhere in the psyche of the hardy Scots, they were necessary, for they were reintroduced to that country in 1952. Laplanders use reindeer to pull sleighs, and so does the postman in Wales, Alaska. For northern cultures, reindeer is revered as a totem power animal, one that can fly through the world of spirit to commune with the high gods. Reindeer is the sacred animal that carries the Arctic shaman to the other world, In fact, the relationship between reindeer and shaman holds special significance for Rudolph and Santa. During midwinter ceremonies, the shamans of the far north would partake of the hallucinogenic fly argaric mushroom, that bright red mushroom with red spots that we see associated with fairy tales and Christmas decorations, to achieve an altered state that would allow the shaman to travel into otherworldly realms. In ceremonies held to honor the December 21st winter solstice, the local shaman would enter a yurt through the smoke hole at the top, bringing with him a bag of the colorful mushrooms, and then departing again through the smoke hole after the festivities. This entry and departure through the ceiling led people to believe the shaman could fly. And since reindeer also considered the hallucinogenic colorful red mushroom a delicious delicacy, they were believed to fly with him. A blessed man who carries a bag full of special red and white gifts down a chimney lives in the far north and flies with reindeer. Sound familiar? In ancient Norse myth, Thor, the god of thunder and lightning, which in Old German is Donner and Blitzen, also lived in the far north and was associated with the color red. Thor fought the gods of snow and ice to conquer cold and bring spring, and he did it while riding in a golden flying chariot pulled by two flying goats, Gnasher and Cracker. During this holiday season, when you see a shiny red-nosed Rudolph adorning a lawn, store window, or parade float, remember, this reindeer carries in his sleigh a legacy of Arctic shamans, flying goats, and the god of thunder and lightning. Certainly, reason enough, he should go down in history.